body, by mind, and by soul. Everything. And those who don't remember Govinda, they cannot have. Go means indriya, way, jnana, knowledge, prem, everything. So many meanings of go. And Krishna is master of all. He can give pleasure of life, pleasure of soul, pleasure of body, mind, everything. So he should be merciful to this child. Swastino Achyuta Ananto. One of the name of Krishna Govinda is Achyuta. We are of Achyuta Gotra all. So those who will serve Krishna, they will chant Krishna, they will never be Chyuta. They never will fall from that thing. So Achyuta should be kind to this child. Swastino Vasudevo, who fought in the fight of Mahabharata, that Krishna, who ruled in Dwarka, having so many wives, about 16,108, so he should be merciful. Vishnu, who lives in the hearts of all jivas, like Sakshi, and controller, like Paramatma, like Murli Dharsyam Sundar, having float and this. Krishna is Mool Mahavishnu, and all are part and parcels of this thing. So he should be merciful. Because he is in his heart, he should be merciful. Narayan, he should be merciful to this child. Naro, Arjun, also Nar, he should be also merciful. With bow and arrows he can save this child forever. No? Swastina Padmanabha Purushottama, creator of Brahma, he is Padmanabha, from Lotus which Brahma came out and created this world, outwardly, inwardly Krishna creates. He should be so much merciful to this child. Swastino Vishwakaseno, his bhakta in Vaikuntha, more than Jai Vijay, he should be merciful. Rishikesho, the master of all our indriyas, senses. He and Hari, by giving his darshan, he attacks all, everyone very soon. He should be merciful. Vainateo Hari, Vainateya, that at Garud, and the master of Garud, they should be merciful to this child. Anjana Suto, Hanuman, his Mahabhagavat, he should be, he should say, he should be merciful. Always like Hanuman serves all the devotees. Like Gopishwar, he is Gopishwar also, Hanuman. And he becomes sometimes Shankar himself, Hanuman. And in the pastimes of Krishna, he becomes Bhim. That. So, he should be merciful and say this. Swasti, swasti, sumangale, kusho, mahan, Sri Krishna. Supreme personality of all these things. If anyone takes shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, who? Brajendranandan. Who? Radhakant, Madan Mohan, Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. They all should save this child. So this is the meaning of that mantra. It is a very auspicious day for her. And then Lavastesham. Lavastesham. In this world, anyone gain something who will chant Hare Krishna. Everything, everywhere, he will gain, everywhere he will gain. Jayastesham, he will not be defeated by anyone. He can defeat all the devils and all sorrow sufferings. never he will be defeated. Yesham Indivarho, Indivarshyam is Krishna. As in the heart of the devotees, he will not be defeated by anyone. So he should be pleased to serve this child. You should chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram
Ram, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
No?
You should do daily one, at least one time, two times. And then you can read and do all these things and play. And be happy in this life. Can you want to wear this in your neck? More, having more power, it will give you brain, it will give you intelligence, it will give you everything if you want to take this. If you want, I will give you one. Want? You should not never give up. This would be, and chant Hare Krishna and read, write, do everything and be happy. If they want all, I will give too. Then today is very auspicious day. Yesterday we told about Gundicha Mandir, Marjan. And today is Rath Festival in Jagannath Puri. We will speak about this, especially very learned, very bona fide Vaishnava. Swami Nrisingh Maharaj has come here. Kindly, mercifully he has come. We like to hear something about Swarup Damodar. Today is the birthday of Swarup Damodar. Also of Shivananda Singh. And today also Rath Yatra Festival. How this Rath Yatra Festival came out? And how it was changed in the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will tell something about this. Very good. Very soft, very good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If they want, I will give you. Yes, go. You should also chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You should do Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Ram, Hare
Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Where is your brother? He is hiding himself anywhere in corner. Can you come? Who is she?
Mirabai.
Oh, Mirabai has changed. I was. Who is she? Who is she? New one, new one. Well, there are two. Two mala. This one. It will give you so much knowledge, so much good things. Be happy, love. Use it. Make it. Use it. Do like this. Can you speak like me? Hare Krishna. You can repeat me. Hare Krishna. Or come here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Your father will share. Yes. Yes, sir, come.
Hey. Hey, oh.
Shyamala Devi. Shyamala Devi. Very good. Oh, Chaliti.
One more.
He is sleeping. Why? He is waiting. Do. Are it da? Yes. He should be given in his father's lap. He was sleeping and you called. Very mota. Can you speak in Sarup Damodar about? So tomorrow day. He ordered to him. Yes, sir.
It is Tirubhav or
Tirubhav.
Anyhow, anyhow. Both are same. Yes. Tirubhav?
Yes, Tirubhav.
Maharaj asked me to say something about Swarup Damodar. This is like requesting a frog to glorify the sun. Swarup Damodar is possibly, we could possibly single him out as the single most exalted servitor. Although Mahaprabhu had many super servitors. But in one particular way, Mahaprabhu selected him. He told all these Bengalis, they will be under you. So all Bengali Vaishnavas, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are under Swarup Damodar. And Maharaj told yesterday or the day before that Swarup Damodar is Lalita Devi in Braj Lila. So when Radha Govinda came as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya and all their topmost and intimate servants came along to assist their Lord in his pastime. And Lalita Devi is very close to Srimati Radharani. And therefore she came and was known as Swarup Damodar and was the very close and closest servitor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Rai Ramananda at Gambhir in Jagannapuri. Previously in Navadvip, Swarup Damodar's name was Brahmacharya or Grihastha, I forget.
Brahmacharya.
What was his name?
Kathi.
In Navadvip.
In Navadvip, Swarup Damodar. He was known as...
I don't remember the...
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then this Swarup Damodar became transcendentally possessed. He became like a madman. And shortly after Mahaprabhu's sannyas, he immediately ran to Benares. And there he sought out a person to take sannyas order, renounce order of life. And midway through his sannyas initiations, he jumped up and ran away from that place. And he kept his brahmachari name, Swarup, and he did not take danda or any external designations of his sannyasi. Only he wanted to leave the world behind because he feared that Mahaprabhu has gone to sannyas vesh, sannyas lila. Maybe I cannot get his association. Maybe he will not keep grihasthas. He didn't know for sure. So he immediately ran there to leave the world, take sannyas, and join Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And when we say that he served Mahaprabhu in a very high way at Gambira, Gambira means very deep and mysterious. It's become known as Gambira, very deep and mysterious. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced and showed there would not be possible for the most of us to understand. It would be very difficult for us to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his moves. But Srila Damodara and Rai Ramananda remained by his side day and night for many years. And as our Lord experienced his moods of Vraja Bhakti, particularly those moods of separation felt by Srimati Radharani, then Srila Damodara would nourish him with shlokas, and he would sometimes enthuse him, he would sometimes calm him, and all these things. And when Sri Padma Goswami was being selected as the head acharya, Mahaprabhu had many chief whips. He had chosen Nityananda Prabhu to preach in Bengal. He had chosen Haridas Thakur as Namacharya. Then one day at this Rath Yatra time, and I won't tell that because I'm not qualified to tell that, but we'll request Maharaj to tell that. Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu is showing his mood in front of Jagannath. But what he was saying, no one could understand. He's singing slokas from the Bharat Natya Shastra. That is by Bharat Muni, that is describing love between boys and girls or some high romance. And Mahaprabhu is singing these slokas in front of Jagannath. No one can understand what is the meaning of this. And shortly after that, Sri Rupa Goswami composed one verse revealing the meaning of that. What was in his mind? And when Mahaprabhu discovered this, he was so pleased internally, but what he did externally, he slapped Rupa Goswami. Gave a slap. Oh, you have revealed my, you know my heart. And he slapped his face. But he was so pleased internally. Then he requested Rai Ramananda and Srupa Damodar to please come and examine Rupa Goswami and give their blessing. But when they saw this sloka, which is written by Rupa Goswami, then I believe it is Srupa Damodar told that how we will give our blessing, you have already given him your blessing. He has got fully your blessing, otherwise not possible for him to write this sloka. So, like that, in the internal world, in the internal affairs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Srupa Damodar is most highly posted servitor. But in the external world, he may not appear to be so great or so grand. Because according to the modern measure, especially, we can only understand a Vaishnava by how many temples he opens, how many followers he has, how much jewelry he has, well, how many big cars he has.
Yes.
And we look like this, then so many great luminaries, they will not appear very, very outstanding. Anyway, that little bit is something I know about Srupa Damodara. I know he's worshipful master for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He's very merciful to those who follow in the line of Sri Rupa. And also Raghunath Das Goswami. Mahaprabhu put Raghunath Das Goswami also directly in his charge and ask him to train him nicely. Something I've told Maharaj?
Very good. Very bona fide you have told. I wanted to hear these things. No stand? No stand.
Yeah.
Your hand is... nama sristam manumapi sachi putra matra swarupam rupam tasya vrajavuri purim mathurim goshtavati radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhvasam prapto jasya prathita kripayasi guru mutam toshu vancha kalpataru bhasya kripasindhu deyoja पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्तिषे महाराज हैज टोल्ड समथिंग आई आल्सो वांट टू टच हिज डिवाइन कैरेक्टर But I am not divine. I am still in this body. I cannot touch His glory. But what we have heard from Gurudeva and Vaishnavas and seeing something in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, we can say something. Maharaj told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Yusuf heartily blessings to Rupa Goswami. And Sarup Dama told that you have given your whole mercy to him. But why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Advaita Acharya and all to bestow their mercies to him. Why? You know that Krishna wants something which is not in Krishna. He has to borrow something from Srimati Radhika. He has borrowed his mood, his affection, Mahabhav, Rur, Adhirur, Madan Bodhan, especially Madan, and Srimati Radhika has given. Krishna is not that thing because he is the Vishaya, object of prema. He is not container of prema. So, lacking something. So, he told Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. Why? Lalita and Vishakhakan, Sar Radhika. And they are very bosom friends to Srimati Radhika. They are the same mood like Srimati Radhika. They are not different thing than Srimati Radhika. They are the embodiment. Body. Of Srimati Radhika, body of Srimati Radhika. Kaya Vyuha of Radhika. So they can be container of love and they can give it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot give. Now he has become. And when he went to South India and met Rai Ramananda, he has learned something how to be. How to play a role of Srimati Radhika. And he was playing, and Gadadhar Pandit was looking. If there is any defect in playing the role of Radhika, he will correct it. So he never play a role of Srimati Radhika, Gadadhar Pandit, like a friend of him. But actually he was Radhika, Gadadhar Pandit. Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda. So, they wanted that Rupa Goswami should be given that mercy, that mood. Without that, anyone cannot have these things. So, he requested. By this example, Krishna shows that, Mahaprabhu shows that, only Krishna mercy will not do. The mercies of devotees, true devotees, like Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, and all mercies is required. Then we can know what is the glory of Krishna, who as Krishna. Without this we cannot serve. So he wanted to give this. By their mercy, Rupa Goswami became so exalted. Manobhishta Sthapak. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. So he was also the master of Rupa Goswami, Sarupa Damodara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told that only Sarupa Damodara knows my heart, not anyone. How this boy knew my heart? When I was speaking, chanting a sloka of any
Sahitya Darpan,
Kabya,
Kabya Prakash.
Of Bharat Muni?
No, Sahitya Darpan, not Bharat Muni, not Kabya
Prakash. But in Sahitya Darpan it is. For ordinary, like he was telling, only a love. Not love, but calm in girl and boys. But what are these? That I am the same. My beloved is the same. But before, we met in a very dense forest. No person, no anyone was not there. A one of
cane,
and some trees of kadambu were there, and very fragrant air from kadambu tree was coming, and we were sitting on the ground under that kadambu tree, and air was coming so like mad sometimes, like this, touching all the flowers there and taking their bosoms and became like mad. Sometimes, very soon sometimes, it becomes
slow, like a lame man.
So, there we were in friendly terms and asking, replying very pleasantly, each other
embracing.
But now we are same here. We have been married now. My beloved has become my husband. I have become his wife. But here, so many horses,
elephants,
so many generals, so many wealth. He has so many queens here. Now he has sword, bow, and all these things, heavy chakra, sudarshan, everything. And his father, mother, everything, everyone is here. We are same, but we cannot meet freely. We cannot make our two hearts together. We'll have to be here in like marjada. We'll have to follow marjada here. Marjada means?
Etiquette.
Etiquette, rules and regulations. We cannot talk easily, so sweet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting this, reading this and weeping, and it was going in the sound of, mixing the sound of Jai Jagannath Dev Ki Jai, Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. Car festival was going on. Lakhs and lakhs persons were devotees were shouting these words. So many mridangs, kartal, Kasha was always there. So anyone could not understand or heard this voice. Only Sarupa Damodara and only that boy. At the end of festival, first day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the cottage of Haridas Thakur. He never came to take darshan of Jagannath Dev, because he thinks that I am Muhammadan, so wretched. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a place nearby where he used to
Gambhira,
nearby, and it is called Siddhavakul. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go and send his Mahaprasadam, remnant of Jagannath tooth. So in the morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. And he kept his hand anywhere in the that hot
under roof.
Hot.
Yes.
And he got a tal patra.
Palm leaf.
Oh, beautiful writing, handwriting. Like golden color and so beautiful. Oh, who has written? He called to ask to Haridasa. He called, that roof has written. Where he has gone? He has gone to Swargadwar to take bath in sea. He waited and after that he came and he gave a slap on his head, Maharaj told. How do you know my mood? Hardly Muslim. Anyone knows in whole world, not know anyone. And how do you know? At once Sarup Damodar was there, he told that, I know that your causeless mercy has come to this boy. So he had. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read that shloka. In that it was written, you are same beloved Krishna. Myself Radhika is so same beloved. We met first in Vrindavan, where in Tamal Arkadam trees, Jamuna is fallen so gently. Lotus flowers are in bosom, bees were hammering. Cuckoo birds were calling, kuhu, kuhu. And peacocks dancing there. Krishna has float on his lips. And eagerly looking towards, by crooked eyes towards Srimati Radhika. And Radhika was giving some betel nut in the mouth of Srimati Krishna. And they were meeting and talking so much. So here Radhika is telling, where in Kurukshetra, that we are same Krishna. And myself is same. Same Radhika that night. After a long time you have met here in Kurukshetra. But we cannot talk, we cannot meet, we cannot do anything as we are first in Vrindavan. Now you are the same Krishna, but you are king and husband of 60,108 queens. So many daughters and so many sons. Each queen has 10 sons and one daughter. Each queen, So, very big party of Krishna. All has assembled there. Vasudeva Devaki is here. Also Nanda Baba Yashoda is also here. Vrishabhanu Baba, Kritika Sundari and all are there. Dham, Sridham, Vasudham, Sto Krishna, Lamanga, Latika and all the bosom friends Subal and Madhubangal, Sto Krishna, Ujjwal, Arjun, all were there. Also Maharaj Yudhishthi with all his brothers, Bhisham Pitama. All the kings of the whole world were assembled there to take bath in Kurukshetra pond. So it is not a place to meet together in lovely affection. So I want that my mind is Vrindavan, my heart is like Vrindavan. No separate. The minds of all other persons.
Hriday
is like mind. There are no difference in their hearts and mind. But I am not like so. My heart is Vrindavan. I don't want to meditate you, your lotus feet that is should come in my mind like Sanat Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, like Sukadeva Goswami, like others, like Shankar and Brahma. I don't want to meditate. I want your lotus feet in my heart, but you should know that my heart is Vrindavan. So if you are coming to Vrindavan, then I will think that you are my heart. So at once you should come to Vrindavan. our chariots means rath, are you ready? Quite ready. Laps and lap, Gopi has his their minds and heart like chariots. Yes, so sit on that and we should at once carry you to Vrindavan. Krishna sat on the chariot and they were dragging. This is the mode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shait paran nath pairun jahar lagi madan dahan shuri get. We are so much feeling separation for since long time. 100 years perhaps has been gone. We have not seen you. Shait paran nath. You are the same Krishna meeting in Vrindavan, dancing with us in shade of Bansi Vat, Bandir Vat, on the bank of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, near Govardhan, and there Chandrasovar. Atha, Patha and Chandrasovar is there. Atha, you know, a tree, crooked, like Srimati Radhika crooked. There is tree, even now it is
dry.
It has died. But its name was Aitha, like Srimati Radhika, Aitha. No? So, Sarup Damodar, as a Lalita, he is telling, Dhurte Prajanda Tanaye Tanu Sustu Bhamyam Ma Dakshina Bhava Kalankini Laghavaya Radhe Srinugura Hitamiti Sikhyayantim Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam. Sarvadamodari is Lalita. In Krishna pastime, he talks. Oh Radhika, hear me, hear me. Hear my orders. That is like an order. Oh Kalankini Radhika. Kalankini. All in Vrindavan tell that he has some affection to Krishna. She is wife of another and loving Krishna. So they know, they tell like this. So, O Kalankini Radhe, hear me. I am telling, Dhurte Brajanta Tane Tanu Sustu Bhamyam. Krishna is Dhurta.
Cheater.
So don't believe in him, Krishna. Don't go to and be, don't be simple to him. You should be crooked to Krishna. If he calls, don't go. If he calls, come on, Radhika, you should not go. He wants to speak with you, you don't speak to him. If he will come to you and he will give his head to the your lotus feet, then you can tell. Oh, then you can speak. Otherwise, don't speak. Why he is telling, ordering? He can order Krishna even and Radhika. She is 27 days elder than Srimati Radhika. And he serves by his whole heartly. Says, that is why he has this thing. So pragalbha, pragalman, if anyone serves anyone so more than anyone, then he has some power to tell them. So Srimati Radhika is telling like this, and sometimes he wants Krishna, don't come here, I will see you, I am so powerful. Go from this here. He has so power to say like this, because he serves with his life and soul. So he is Dasarup Damodar. Once Raghunath Das came from West Bengal, giving his queen, very beautiful wife, kingdom, wealth, reputation, everything. On foot he was coming. So many miles, more than 700 miles. A man can come in 15 or 1 month. But he, day and night, never took anything in that time. And he came like a beggar. It was so beautiful. aged about 16. But he became lean and thin, dirty clothes and everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that on the door, a boy has come. Oh, Raghunath, come on, come on, come on, Raghunath. You have come from the dirty well, Andhako, Sansar. Give him all these things, Vishais. Well, you know, Andhako means?
Blind well.
So you have come from the dirty place where men stool, fell their stools. And from that thing you have come here. And he ran after him and took him and embraced him. Oh, you have very good, you have done. Sir Damodar, this boy is orphan. He has come to me. Now I am giving his hand in your hand. Be father and mother. Preceptor, everything you are. Now he will be called Raghunath.
Sarupe Raghunath.
And then he gave up everything on the hands of Sarupa Damodar to teach, to give lessons and everything. He was always with Sarupa Damodar. He learned everything from Sarupa Damodar. All the shikshas, all the teaching which Raya Ramananda had given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he learned everything, he got everything. You know that one shloka written by Sarupa Damodar. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Hladini Shakti Smat Ekatmana Vagbhopura Deh Bhedam Gadauto Chaitanyakya Pragata Madunata Dvayancha Akyam Aptam Radha Bhavatuti Sabhigitam Nom Krishna. Also this shloka. Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kiddhisa. It has been written by Sarupa. Also this shloka. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita मति क्रियतां कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते तत्र लौलमपि मूल्यमेकलं जन्म कोटि सुकृते न लभ्यते. He has told Sarupa Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu order that you should explain and vistar karo.
Expand.
The rasa shastra, bhakti rasa. He get all to Rupa Goswami in the heart of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami made all the things. And usually in many Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. And his books, like Lalit Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, and all books. But he could not give one thing. He has explained Bhakti Rasa, everything which was not explained before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And any acharya had done, not done. Like Narad, like Brahma, like Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Nimbarka, or Vishnu Swami and Vallabhacharya. They have written so many things in bhakti, but actually no bhakti rush. So, Rupa Goswami has, how bhakti can come in bhakti rush? But he has not given the formula, how it will be rush. He has described and explained the things which making together will be rush, like bhav, vibhav, sattvic, devichari, anubhav, all these things. What are the things? Like sugar, water, kevada, lemon, all makes a rush. But not formula that how quantity of all, how much we give it, and then it will mix and it will become rush. Who has done this?
Raghunath
Das Goswami. His beloved disciple, Raghunath Das Goswami. And he was also trained by Sarupa Damodar. And both he get to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was able to describe all things in Chaitanya Charita. Krishna Das Kaviraj has explained all these things. So we'll have to go in the lotus feet of Saugdamoda Raya Ramanan, but we can all gain in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. But something more we want, how to make it Bhakti Rasa. Then we'll have to go and serve Raghunath Das Goswami, who was personally learned artist, everything by Srila Sarupa Damodar. Once Sarupa Damodar and Rupa Goswami was there, and he was telling that, what book you are writing? He told that, I am writing Vidagdha Madhava. Let me see. What is the first slok? To pranam your Ishtadev. He told, anarpita charin kirat karunayava tiranah kalo samarpaitam unnatachalarasangsa bhaktis harihapurat sundar duti kadamba sandepita sadaridaya kandare spuratme sachinandanah. He told the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also here. The first slok, Nandimukhi slok, it is called Nandimukh. What is the object of this book? And to gain the grace of mercy of his Ishtadev, he is praying in this slok. So it is called Nandimukh slok. When he told, then all became so happy, clapping. How this boy has written this high class of